So I'm recording this on an iPad in North Lanarkshire Council. We've got a few iPads which we hope to trial in classes next session. And over the summer I'm going to be looking at this one and thinking about possible educational uses. I've had the iPad for I think a couple of weeks now and thought I'd record a quick boo about it. It's a pretty compelling device. The user interface is really nice. I'd come from an iPhone, so the idea of the touching and things, but it feels just a very natural device to use. It mostly, so far, I've been using it for consuming media, watching videos, reading my mail, reading my RSS reader. In fact, I'm keeping up more with RSS than I have for quite some time, because it's so easy just to pick up the iPad in a spare moment and load a reader. The applications, my own reader, seem to start very, very fast. I've used it a fair bit for browsing the web as well. It's an excellent device for that. I haven't really hit many problems with any sites. I haven't noticed the lack of Flash. I still enjoy using Flash websites on a desktop, but I haven't missed them at all. I've researched things, I've bought things over the internet, I've read blogs, all sorts of stuff. It's just worked very, very well. One of the things I think it's going to be really good for is as a shared device. It seems quite natural to watch something together on an iPad, to pass it round. It is, as I mentioned, a device that you can pick up very quickly and load something, load mail, watch a movie and put it down again. I can imagine this session, a previous session I've been running or helping run an iPod Touch project where we've been using them one-to-one in class. I can imagine iPad's been very successful as in a primary school classroom, certainly, as one in a group. Just something that would be on the table. It's not like a computer where you've got to cross a class and sit down or go and get a laptop and hope it's charged and plug it in. It could just be sitting on a table, somebody picks it up, has a look at something on Wikipedia or the internet generally, and puts it back down again. Or where children are wanting to look at something, they can share things. I think they would be great for providing stimulus, just by using the slideshows and images to collect sets of images to do with writing, say, for background or atmosphere. I haven't actually used many of the creative apps so far to create anything. I would love to see a GarageBand type application, because I imagine that would be really natural to mix audio on an iPad. And I don't know, but there's a new iMovie app that's out for the iPhone. I hope when the iPad goes to the new OS that it'll be able to run iMovie too, because I can imagine working with movie files would be very nice just by doing it with your fingers. iMovie pretty much is drag and drop like GarageBand. I think they would be a great application to use for kids. I'm recording this in the Audio Boo app for the iPhone on the iPad, and you just click a wee button to double it in size. It looks pretty nice. I'll take a screenshot in a wee minute that should let people see what it looks like and post it with this boo. I say I'm just scraping the surface of these things, but I think the ease of use, the way it can be picked up and put down are really brilliant. I've also read a couple of books so far, one in books and one in stanza. I know there's various people talking about which one's better. They both seem fine to me for reading. I was quite surprised. I didn't think I'd take to reading on a screen, but flicking through a book, I've read quite a few hundred pages since getting the iPad. It'll take a wee while, and it'll take, I think, some testing in class before we can decide if these things are going to be economical to use in school. But I think a device of this sort would be a very handy thing to have indeed.